From Mozart, you heard Don Giovanni, and for good reason. It's the Oasis here on a Monday. It's the New Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore. Let's get to our daily look at arts and culture. Well, beginning Thursday at the Ed Mirvish Theater, it's Opera Atelier's remount of Don Giovanni, the comedy from Mozart. Of course, the story follows the incorrigible young playboy who blazes a path to his own destruction in a single day. This glittering production was first seen in Toronto back in 2011, and since then, it has toured the world. The revival stars Douglas Williams as Don Giovanni and also features the Opera Atelier Ballet and Tafel Music Baroque Orchestra under the baton of David Fallis, also members of the Choir of the Theater of Early Music. Joining me this afternoon with more on this special presentation from Opera Atelier is co-artistic director Marshall Pinkoski. He studied Baroque opera and ballet in Paris and Australia before co-founding Opera Atelier with his partner, Jeanette Le Jeunesse Zing, in 1985. Since then, he has toured the world with his productions, including numerous commissions with Versailles in France. Marshall Pinkoski was awarded the Order of Canada last year. Marshall, welcome back to the Oasis.
Thank you. Thrilled to be here.
Wonderful to have you here, as always. And I want to get to this season launch in a moment, but you were just here with me in March, and here we are in October. And it was just a week or so ago that you were in Versailles, just outside of Paris, producing a piece that hadn't been seen or heard in that space for a very, very long time. How was your time there, I have to ask?
It was like a dream, really, truly like a dream. Versailles never pales. You know, Opera Atelier is there every couple of years.
Yeah.
But this was the first time that Versailles has self-produced, and so they brought Jeanette and me in to stage and choreograph one of the most famous operas of the late 18th century, Grétry's Richard Cœur de Lion. It was a revelation. It was a piece that we didn't know at all, but in Grétry's own lifetime, it played more than 1,300 times. It was huge, but it was associated with the French royal family. And the last time the most famous aria of that opera was sung was 4 days before the royal family tried to escape, and it was sung in the Royal Opera House. So it was the first time it had been heard there in, well, 200 years.
Some ghosts in the room there, yeah, for sure. And, I was just there a couple of years ago, and I think of the French royalty and the art and the mm-hmm. architecture and the history of that place. And it must just be such a strange sensation to work there.
It is.
You drive. What happens?
It never pales. It's the most magical sensation. It is the most beautiful theater in the world. It was built to be the most beautiful theater in the world. It was part of the whole propaganda campaign, if you like, when Marie Antoinette came to France as an Austrian princess, right, Maria Antonia, to marry the future Louis XV. It was a marriage of the century, and France was determined to show the world that it was still preeminent as a military power, as an artistic power, and this breathtaking theater by Gabriel was the crowning achievement, and it's still is absolutely jaw-dropping.
And I have to say, walking into it a couple of years ago, I almost felt I was walking into a dream. I mean, it is surreal how gorgeous it is.
It's unbelievable. It's the taste, the elegance, the opulence, and yet the restraint. Everything that is the very best of the late 18th century or mid 18th century aesthetic.
Well, welcome back to the city. Welcome back to Toronto.
Listen, I'm very lucky being in the Ed Mirvish Theatre. I'm thrilled. That's another opulent, beautiful place.
It really is. That's very true. And let's get to what's happening beginning Halloween night at the Ed Mirvish Don Giovanni.
Yeah.
You originally mounted this production in 2011. Yes. And people, what stood out so that it was able to travel around the world, and now it's back?
I think what stands out is that we have insisted that Don Giovanni is a comedy, and I'm tired of seeing Don Giovanni portrayed as a middle-aged Lothario mm-hmm. who cannot achieve intimacy with women, someone who hates women. Don Giovanni is someone who adores women. To begin with, we have to remember the first Don was 18 years old.
Right.
The second Don was 22 or 23. This is a story about young people who are misbehaving, but we forgive things in young people that we don't forgive in the middle age. We find things amusing in young people that would be reprehensible in the middle age. finished. The moment you have young people on stage and you allow it to breathe, the comic atmosphere, the commedia dell'arte atmosphere that is part of it, for me, it starts to make perfect sense. Mozart called this in his own catalog, in his own handwriting, an opera buffa. And it's important to remember that.
Right. So you've decided to stay true. And I think we even think of Romeo and Juliet. Sometimes we get older Romeos and so on.
Yeah.
And it's important to remember, 13, 14
yeah.
years old.
Yeah. I'm not saying that there's not room for other interpretations.
Right, sure.
But there is something to be said for trying to realize, what was that original intention? Have we lost something over a period of time? I don't want to rewrite history. I want to understand history. If we don't love it, we don't do it.
Right.
And if we don't understand it, we put it away until we do understand it. I take for granted I have something to learn from masterpieces of the past. If I don't feel that I get it, I don't want to do it.
Tell me about the decision to remount it.
Well, it's been almost 10 years.
Right.
And yes, it's a long enough time. But also, you know, I feel very, very strongly about casting. We have a real sense of ensemble, singers that come to us from all over the world, but they come to us again and again. But it was a question of finding who we felt was the right Don Giovanni. And Douglas Williams, who started working with us about 3 years ago, the American bass baritone, he is just the perfect character for this role, not just because Douglas is beautiful and has a beautiful voice, but he has this wonderful, playful, incorrigible quality. I think it would have been impossible to discipline him as a child. You know, he would have got away with anything. And I think this is the thing about the Don. You know, the Don is Cherubino. He's Cherubino who has lived to be 25 years old. There's that sense, we have to remember, the shtick of Don Giovanni is that he loves every woman he sees. That means the last woman to cross his field of vision is the person he's fallen in love with.
Right.
Young, old, fat, thin, it makes no difference. He loves them all. It's just what Cherubino says in Figaro. And yet somehow we've accepted that in Cherubino, but we think the Don is a dark, dangerous character. Yeah, there's something else there and something worth exploring. There's something clean and fresh and honest about this character.
And his burden is for our laughter to some degree.
Yes, absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely.
All right.
And you know, and the other part of the shtick is that women find him irresistible. He doesn't need to seduce women. All women fall in love with him. Everyone falls in love with him. But like so many great scenarios of the 18th century, and particularly of the Commedia dell'arte, in 24 hours, everything goes wrong. So we have the world's greatest lover, the curtain comes up, and he's running away from a woman. It's so Mozart. It's like Tamino running away from the dragon.
I was about to say, no wonder Mozart was so drawn to this story.
Absolutely. Think, wait, Tamino, you're supposed to be chasing the dragon. Don, right. You're supposed to be chasing the woman,
right.
Not trying to get away.
Right.
Mozart, he's such a genius. He's such an iconoclast. He takes these stories that you think you know what they are and turns them upside down.
The dancing has been very important for this production.
Absolutely.
And you've tried to stay true to what Mozart's vision was.
You know, the thrilling thing about, there's dancing throughout the production, and of course it's the first thing people always cut, and it's most unfortunate. Mozart adored ballet, but particularly the ballroom scene, when you have those three distinct dances all happening at the same time, it's a tour de force in terms of composition. But it also allows you to see three dances happening, three different dances in different time signatures happening at the same time on stage. And, you know, the dancing of the period helps us hear the music. It's not just a divertissement. Mm-hmm. It tells us something about the music.
Right.
And, you know, this is what would have happened in a ballroom, a large ballroom in the 18th century. It's like having three sound systems. You could have had a minuet going on for the elderly people who wanted to do something elegant, a waltz going on for the racy young people that was shocking everyone, and a saraband as well. And that's precisely the sort of thing that Mozart is exploring so brilliantly, and yet weaves it into that story of the attempted seduction and abduction of Zerlina.
Your embarrassment of riches continues as far as your talent is concerned. Mozart's score will be played on period instruments by the Grammy-nominated Tafelmusik Baroque Orchestra.
Yeah.
Elisa Chatirio, of course, your music director.
Incredible.
There. And then you've got David Fallis from the Toronto Mendelssohn Choir conducting. It's pretty incredible.
It's amazing. We have the greatest opera orchestra in the world, because they're not an opera orchestra. They're a spectacular orchestra in their own right who happened to play opera for us. I feel like the luckiest artistic director in the world.
Marshall, I know it was special the first time you did it, but I feel like it's going to be very special again. So
it's very exciting.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Opera Atelier's 2019-2020 season opens with the period production of Don Giovanni. It runs from October 31st through November 9th at the Ed Mervish Theatre, operaatelier.com for all the information. Music from Mozart's Don Giovanni, and thank you to Marshall Pinkoski for joining me from Opera Atelier just over this last few moments. And don't forget, the production does start, Don Giovanni, on Thursday at the Ed Mervish Theater.